Is your first thought, how can I honor the Lord? Listen to what it says in Ruth chapter 3, verse 12. Boaz says, "And now it is true that I am a redeemer, yet there is a redeemer nearer than I. Remain tonight, and in the morning, if he will redeem you, good, let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. So lie down until morning." Here we have another wrinkle in the story of Ruth, another dramatic pause, another sign of the godly character of Boaz and Ruth. Do you see and hear Boaz's main concern? Even when he is over the moon about marrying this woman of worth, his main concern is godliness. His main concern is holiness. His main concern is trusting the word of God, which called for the nearest kinsman redeemer to have first rights for Ruth. His first response to all of this is not, how can I manipulate the situation so that I get what I want? But rather, how can I glorify God in this situation? So here's a man of deep spiritual poise. And if ever there was a need of today, it is of men and women of deep spiritual poise. Men and women who were most concerned with holiness unto the Lord than anything else going on in their lives. So where has the pursuit of holiness gone in our day and time? The striving after godliness, the repentance, the change, the methodical practice of putting off the old and putting on the new, the burning of ships, like we've said in days past. What we see in Boaz is not a man who makes great statements of faith, but a man who lives out great strides of faith. And that's the need of the day among our men. When all we see in the world is malice and hatred and disunity, we need to be able to look into the church and see holiness among our men, men who live by the conviction of faith in their Lord. As you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Cherokee LifeWord broadcast heard throughout the United States.